Hello, Audio Boo. It's Pawari here. It's Wednesday, the 14th of March, and it's about 10 in the morning. And I thought I'd drop a quick Audio Boo to answer R2UK and McColgan from their boos. Firstly, I wanted to say to R2UK, the Downcast app, I haven't actually got the new version yet, so maybe it's disappeared in the new version, but I've been experimenting with using playlists rather than on the podcast bit, though I did notice the time on the podcast bit as well. You know the screen where it shows you how many episodes you've got, and this works on the playlist as well, when you've just dragged your finger down and got them to start downloading. At the bottom there, it does say how much time you have remaining. So I think that's the place you need to look. I'd noticed that follow on through as well. It's coming in with a bit of a pain, and it's not leaving something unplayed, partially played at the top. So I'll have a list of about 8 boos I'm listening to. It will get through all the way to the bottom and then start cycling from the top again. I think, hang on, I'm sure I've heard this before. And then I realise it cycled back to the beginning again. So I hope the new update has actually fixed that. I haven't actually put the new update on this yet. I must do that. But from what Acrobat was saying was that if you put the podcast in a playlist instead of using just the podcast screen, then it removes the ones you've listened to as you go, which it wasn't doing for me on the podcast bit. So I'm hoping that solves my problem from the cycling back round to the beginning bit again. So I'll have to see how that works. Hi, McColgan. Lovely to see that you're following me. I've just started listening to your boos. I wanted to talk about, what else I wanted to talk about? Oh, yes. You asked a question about how to get the older boos from people into iTunes. I'm not sure that you can, and I'm ready to be corrected by people who know a lot more about Boo RSS than I do, and audio and podcasts and things like that. But my understanding is that a lot of the RSS feeds, it's limited at the source to the last 10 or the last 20. So that might be why you can't see them. And I don't think it will change if you go to something other than iTunes. Certainly, I know like a lot of the BBC podcasts will only show you the last 5 or 10, where other podcasts, it's there permanently. So I guess it's very much dependent on the source. It might be worth contacting Audio Boo and asking them if that's the case, and if there is a way of making just the individual person feeds rather than the followed feeds, if you can get everything rather than just the last most recent 10 or whatever. Also interested in your discussion about the EyeSight camera and gestures. And that really does leave me cold, but then I've been using Kinect on the Xbox, and actually been really, really disappointed with it. And yes, I'm a bit like Lee was saying about paranoia of having the camera on all the time. You know, I don't like the camera on all the time. So I switch the Kinect off on a regular basis, and only switch it on if I'm using a game that requires it. But also, every time anyone walks to the room, it ruins it and tries to log someone else in. It doesn't recognise all the gestures. I use a training program called UFC Trainer. And yes, the amount of times it just doesn't register properly what you're doing or any gestures or what activities and actions you're doing. I don't think the technology is there yet. And that would make me very, 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 very wary of using the iMac gestures thing. I'm not convinced that's going to work terribly well. Maybe Apple will do it better, I don't know. But yes, I wouldn't like the camera being on all the time either. I think that's all the replies I wanted to do. I hope everyone's having a great Wednesday, and I will speak to you again soon. Bye now.